When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A report has dropped from Shams the Athletic revealing that some major changes are coming to the NBA. It's the NBA's commissioner, Adam Silver, is looking to make some serious changes in terms of how the game is specifically played, implementing a bunch of different rule changes. So we'll discuss that report and why, in my opinion, it couldn't have come at a worse time for the Toronto Raptors. Even though as a fan of basketball, I think it will overall be really good for the game. So we'll discuss this report, how it's going to impact the Toronto Raptors, because I can see how it could be debated based on the direction that the team is going, but I want to sink our teeth into how this impacts Toronto. So lots of stuff to dive into in this video. But before we do, folks, again, I'm usually asking for subscribers at the beginning of the video. And again, I appreciate all the support you guys have been delivering on these vids, especially with the Raptors have definitely tailed off to close out this season. But in this video, we're making a push for 400 likes. It would mean the world to me if you guys could hit that like button if you're watching. I want to see how it impacts the videos. I don't think I've ever done a direct call for likes like this in an actual video at the beginning. So I want to see how it impacts the video. But it mean the world to me if you guys could hit that like button to facilitate this test I'm rocking out with on this vid. But time to dive into this news, this report, because this is something immediately as an NBA fan I was pretty amped about. I was pretty hyped because basically news has dropped that Adam Silver and, well, Shams is told that the NBA's competition committee met on Tuesday and discussed ways to incorporate more defensive freedom as well as evaluating how to potentially allow more physicality and using in the next few, and they're using the next few months to strategize. So basically, there's been a lot of calls for the NBA to go back to implementing some rules, implementing some sort of decisions amongst reffing and how the game's officiated about how fouls are called and allowing a bit more aggression in the game. Because one, offenses have become way too overpowered, whether it's the skill level increasing, whether it's offensive schemes, you know, spacing the floor, analytics revealing that certain shots out there on the court are more valuable than others. It's led to the game becoming more offensive centric. And again, that can be fun to watch, but when it's completely overkill, when defensive players just have no real shot at stopping the other team, it does make it tough. It leans itself into a specific style of play. It allows that sort of pace and space, you know, floor spacing, and maybe remove some of the other intangibles of basketball, you know, mid-range jump shots, specifically feeding the ball into the post for a guy that, again, your elite of the elite, you know, your Joel Embiid's, Nikola Jokic's are going to be able to get those shots in the mid-range, you know, in the mid-post area and still be efficient. The DeMar DeRozan's of the world that are some of the best jump shooters in terms of the mid-range jump shot of all time. They're still going to be efficient if they're taking middies, you know, at the NBA level. But in terms of the overall game, how it's stylistically played, it's going to have impact on the broad stroke. And we've seen it, you know, just from the eye tests as fans of basketball, it's definitely a different watch from things of the past. And the defenses, it's just hard to stop the offense. So again, these changes in allowing sort of more defensive freedom, evaluating how to potentially allow more physicality, again, a lot of the rule changes are positive because it allows to more safety of the players, and that's obviously the priority. Don't want players getting cut off midair and then injuring themselves, because regardless if you like the product or not, having star players out is the worst potential scenario if you're rooting for a basketball game. But basically allowing more impact, maybe some hand checking back as someone that's a dirty defender and loves hand checking on the defensive end, right? Allowing these types of things to give defenders more of an advantage, players that excel in the defensive end of the floor, more value, more impact on winning, then that could be huge, you know, just for the watching the game. You know, it could deflate some of the stats because, again, we're seeing so many 30 point per game scores, you know, night after night after night. So it'll add a bit more prestige, see what players can really do it through all the context. I think just given the level of talent in the NBA right now, there are players that'll be able to do it no matter what era or what defensive rules are allowed or implemented in, but we'll just sort of really separate the cream for the crop, the scores, you know, the average scores from the elite ones, and the defenders that are good, that are elite, that are really, really strong right now, give them even more value out there on the open market, out there in the NBA, because they can come into games and really just change the game. You know, if you have a guy like, and again, this leads into my point that's coming up, but OG Anunoby, who has all the size, has the quickness at his size, you know, be mobile to sort of guard all positions out there on the court, and you say, hey, you're switched on to a Damian Lillard, you're switched on to one of these guards out there, you're allowed to use your strength, you're allowed to contact, push him out of his spot a little bit more. So then, you know, when people say guard 1 through 5, they can...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
properly guard 1 through 5. They can lock down 1 through 5 that entire game. So this is going to add some value on the defensive end. Watchability, it's going to be super fun. Now, the title of this video says this couldn't be worse timing, or whatever the heck I'm titling this video, right? Why is this bad for the Toronto Raptors? And basically, the Toronto Raptors overhauled their entire roster ahead of this year's trade deadline and moved into a direction of youth, which, again, we're all pretty excited about given the, you know, team building around Scottie Barnes. However, around the edges, in terms of the role players, in terms of the guys that maybe aren't necessarily just role players, but the players are around are central stars. There's been some changes stylistically in terms of how those things are looking. And we can look at it basically the roster from just last season, right? The Toronto Raptors had, you know, obviously Scottie Barnes is going to be a key piece, but Pascal Siakam was there as probably our other complimentary star. But we had OG Anunoby. We had a guy like Precious Achiuwa, for all of his faults, always brought it on the defensive end, even if he'd get lost at times within the system. He was a great on-ball defender. Chris Boucher feels like he's out of the mix now in the Toronto Raptors. He was a nice help defender off the bench. And then we had Gary, who was a little bit more focused on the end of the floor. Pascal was a two-way star. Jakob Poeltl, right, who could be there. Obviously, Christian Koloko, who we had no real option to keep around, given his sort of injury he was dealing with. But even Fred VanVleet was a pesky defender, a guy that, if you allow hand-checking, could have a serious impact on the defensive end. And yes, that roster had its flaws. I'm not mad that we made those shakeups, we made those changes. But if you look at the players, again, we have a lot of flexibility, so it's not like the Raptors are handcuffed to this current roster, which isn't that performing that well. But there's definitely a drop-off on the defensive end. And again, we still have Scottie, we still have Gary, who's been getting back to his defensive ways, and we still have Poeltl. So those are three guys that are going to be solid two-way players. But in terms of role guys, in terms of complementary pieces and players we're building around for the future, Grady Dick has been added to that assessment, who I think has really impressed me on the defensive end, but isn't a guy that's known for defense. You know, it's not going to be a guy that's compared to, you know, an OG Anunoby on the wing defensively. And then also in the front court, again, a Precious Achiuwa who was younger, who had some potential, who had all these things, right? We had a Precious Achiuwa and we've replaced him with Kelly Olynyk, who, again, is offensively a much better player, a much more established player, a vet. Again, different needs for this team here now at this point, but a major drop-off on the defensive end. And the Raptors gave away a lot of guys that, on their own, were athletic, mobile, switchable. That sort of 6'9 frame would benefit greatly from rule changes that allows more aggressiveness, allows more freedom to create contact, all these types of things. And we traded them for players, and our roster is, we are committed to some guys in Grady Dick, as well as Kelly Olynyk, and, you know, I think they're still solid on the defensive end, but Emmanuel Quickley and RJ Barrett, this is not me bashing on this trade. I still think this trade was a massive W for the Toronto Raptors, but they are steps down, probably significant steps down, Emmanuel Quickley and RJ Barrett, than an OG Anunoby. Now, they're asked to do different things. The roster balance, we're focused on guards right now. Those forward spots are things we're trying to fill for the future, but the Raptors gave away two very switchable, effective defenders in Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby for guys that are more sort of creators in their own right, guys that can sort of get their games going. You know, RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, and these types of dudes, obviously also draft flexibility and things like that, but not as natural defenders. And then in the role area spaces, right, Precious Achiuwa for Kelly Olynyk, that sort of switch up again. Major step up, even though Precious Achiuwa is playing phenomenal for the New York Knicks right now. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's a good player right now for the Knicks. Again, he'll have his ups and downs the same way he did for the Toronto Raptors. But, and then again, a Grady Dick who we drafted, who is going to be a project on the defensive end, but has impressed me overall. But the direction, the overall focus of this team is a team that needs to improve defensively, that is sort of offensive-centric, that needs to improve defensively. Whereas in the past, we felt very defensive-centric, that needed to improve our shooting and spacing and those types of things. So the fact that the league is moving in the direction of giving more value to those defensive players, it kind of comes at the worst possible time for us to kind of know this as a franchise, because we gave away a lot of these players that maybe would have had more value with the knowledge that these rules were going to be changed. So again, is this me bashing on Masai Ujiri? I don't think he could have known this, but I also think the moves were smart even with these changes coming, but it just does suck in terms of how unfortunate it is timing-wise for this team moving into the future. Now, the other hand of this argument, you could say, hey, with more aggressive defenses, you're going to need more shooting than ever. You're going to need offensive players that can really get buckets because the defenses are going to improve. And guys like Grady Dick, Kelly Olynyk are going to be really, really nice role players to complement that, space the floor, all those types of things. So that's one positive, I guess, way to spin this whole situation. And, you know, the Raptors have flexibility, so we can see what types of players flourish in this new system, so it all makes sense there along those lines. But that was my immediate reaction to when this rule came out. Again, positive for the NBA, might be negative for the Toronto Raptors. I want to hear what you guys think down in the comment section down below. Again, don't forget to like this video if you made it this far. It means we're just experimenting here now on YouTube, see how things go. But anyways, you guys are the best. I'm signing out. Cheers.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.